Good morning, 9:19 a.m. on January the 3rd, Tuesday. Yeah, another day of messed up morning. Gonna have one more tomorrow. I'll be probably not walking tomorrow. That's just one of the reasons that I'm taking the extra time today to invest in a walk. Tomorrow I'll be walking behind a shovel. So 17 minutes on the first half. Not bad. Better than the 18 and a half yesterday, so yeah. So anyway, they're calling for about 5 inches of snow overnight. And now I have to take the car in to get the side mirror repaired at 7:30. So it's gonna be late by the time I get back from the garage. So then I'll have to shovel yard, do the sidewalks. So I'm probably not going to walk tomorrow. And the question is whether or not I'll walk on Thursday. And I don't know. Single digits by the end of the week. So I'm enjoying the 40 degrees now while I can. Because those single digits are going to feel awfully cold. Kind of a lovely morning. There's still a patch of blue sky to the northwest. It's quite lovely and dark blue. And almost everything else has got solid cloud deck. It's kind of threatening. It's supposed to stay. There's a chance of snow this afternoon, but I'm not supposed to start snowing until tonight. I hope it'll be after I pick up a kid from school. So I've got to thought about, got to do some more audio today. Did some yesterday, and I still have a lot to do. I'm still doing pickup work. I haven't done, haven't opened a Cypher's call yet. I have first 5 chapters recorded on Cypher's call, so I've got a little bit of editing ahead of me that I can work on while I'm not able to record days like today when I've got the wife home running water and doing laundry and all the myriad things that she does that mean so much to keeping the household running, but which wouldn't be getting done midweek unless you were home. So there's that. Pale, watery sun this morning. It's behind a thin layer of clouds. They're quite high because, well, they must be quite high because there's a contrail, a jet condensation trail underneath the cloud deck, which is pretty cool. Thank you. This place is where the cloud, the other clouds, not the tall deck, but there's another set of clouds underneath the major cloud deck. In fact, there are two or three layers of clouds. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Anyway, what I'm thinking about today is being able to check stuff off my board. I did the recording yesterday. I didn't do the editing. I told Crime City Central I'd have their story back to them at the end of the week or so. I also told the editor that she'd have Hermit by the end of the week or so. So I certainly have my work cut out for me. Never a dull moment, that's for certain. We'll have the weekend kid-free this weekend. Should talk to the spouse and see if she wants to do something special. I don't think she realizes the kid is going to be gone. There's a thespian convention down in Denver over the weekend. And being a member of the local troupe, the daughter will be attending. Should be a good time for her. Got the other kid off back to college. So it'll be empty nest weekend, at least until Sunday. Still haven't got my calendar. Bugger. I also have a bunch of other things that I need to take care of, including depositing a bunch of checks and finalizing some payment methods. Getting ready to make the eastern turn. Let's get a bigger view of the sky out from underneath the trees in the neighborhood back there. There's a bit of a breeze blowing past my ears. And I apologize for yesterday's audio. I realized it was kind of crappy. The microphone had pulled out of its foam core and was just rattling against my collar. So it made things rather ticky, ticky, ticky. Today will be better, I hope. Monk pole. So yeah, I've been thinking about new books. And I can't decide which one to start with first. I did get Cape Grace added to the list. I should probably do that one first. It'll be the last book of the old set. If I do that starting in January, that could work out nicely. See, I need to get that second draft done so that I can turn Hermit over to the editor. That may be the book I publish next, just because I'm not sure what the turnaround is going to be on the other two. South Coast is with the editor, but it's likely to be a long-term project, even though the book is not very long. That's part of the arrangement that I had. I figured I would put South Coast in my hip pocket for later in the year, so we get it ready to go. When I need a book to publish, I can throw that one quickly. Still want to get owner's share out. I double checked, the other edits have not yet come in. They'll be here. A lot of birds flying around. I saw a lot of geese. Of course, they're all settled now. Can't hear them. But the geese are in, flying about. There's something about the sound of geese. I just don't know what it is. I can't quite put my finger on. It's kind of magical. Yeah, it's definitely going to snow. It has that feel to it. I don't get the snow smell yet, but the air has that feel. There's a lot of low-lying cloudiness off to the southeast. More off to the south. I wonder if there's monsoon flow coming in. So it's supposed to get cold and snowy for the next couple of days. See if it actually does. Lovely day. Yes, it's beautiful. I'm glad I came for my walk. I was going to beg off today, and I thought, no, you know, I'm going to have to take tomorrow, probably Thursday as well, just because of the snow and the footing. And I'll be getting my exercise as I started this thing with this podcast. As I said at the start of this podcast, I'll get my exercise behind a shovel tomorrow. I've lived here 20 years or so, almost longer than I've lived anywhere before that in any one place. And I wonder if my comfort level, if my sense of home is due to the fact that we've lived here so long. Or if it's just a very pleasant place generally to be. And it is, by and large. In spite of the heat in the summer, it's not as bad as Phoenix. And the cold in the winter, it's not as bad as Buffalo. It's kind of settling in the sweet spot. They don't have any of the humidity of Florida. The mosquitoes of Alaska. Car coming. I should be coming up on the 2 mile mark because I'm coming up on the back gate. My 18 minutes on the back half. Well, you know what? I'll take it. It's not a record, but it beats 19 minutes, and that's all it has to do. So, yeah, I'm home. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Although, probably not.